We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Ha'isha she'nadra v'nazir. Ha'isha that became a Nazir, and she actually finished her Naziris, v'frisha es behemta, and she was mafresh her behemoth for a carbon. After someone is a Nazir, they bring three kavanas. They bring a chatos, a kifsa la chatos, a keves la oila, and an ayil l'shlamim. They bring these three kabanas, and then they could drink wine and take haircuts and mitam l'mesim. So ishi nadim nazir v'frishas behemta v'achach hafala baila. And afterwards, after the afrasha, but before she brought the kabanas, her husband was made for the neder, the naziris. So im shaloi ha'isa behema, if the behema belonged to him. And he was mechuyev to give it to her for some reason. We'll see in the Gemara why. But l'maisa came from him, the behema, teitzei v'tira be'eda. So then the halacha is that it goes back to chulin. It's once you do ha'afara, so then it's oikar this carbon. It was never a carbon because the husband did not give it to her in order, only gave it to her for use, to use it for a carbon. Well, as long as she doesn't need it for carbon, therefore goes to chulin. The Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that. But if the behema was never his, it was hers, and the Gemara will explain how that happens, the halacha is like this. The deer is different. Deer doesn't go to chulin. A chatos, tamus. The chatos will have to be tamus. The halacha is that if someone does not need a kapara anymore and he already had a chatos, the halacha is, it's one of the chatos ha-meisos. It's halacha al-mash b'sinai. Va'oila ta'akiv ayla. The oila, you'll be makiv as ayla. And shlamim, tikrav shlamim. You'll bring the shlamim as a shlamim. But it won't be like a regular shlamim. A regular shlamim is eaten for 2 days at one night. This will only be eaten in a chom v'yamecha, like a shalmi nazir. And still I'll have a chumrah of the shalmi nazir. Pashas only made the rabbanon. I have a chumrah of shalmi nazir. Ve'enetun lechem. But it does not need lechem. Usually a shalmi nazir came together with lechem, similar to a taida that comes together with lechem. A shalmi nazir also comes together with lechem. But here, since it's not a shalmi nazir, it does not need lechem. Now, it sounds like over here, it sounds like pretty clear in the Mishnah, that when it's her kavanas, which means it didn't come with any strings attached, it was own, so halacha is the chatas has a shame chatas, and the oila and shlam also have a shame oila and shlam. So l'chayra, and it's mashma, even if you hold, let's say, mika akar, it'll be the same halacha. Why? Because we never bring this Mishnah as a raya to the shayla of megas, gaiz, and mika akar. We never bring this as a raya. So it sounds like even if the hafara works with my freya, still, the chatas tamus and the oila and shlom you'll bring as the oila and shlom. Now, Taisus points out in a few words. He says, a chatas tamus, like Taisus, afagav the hafala, kin mefarish lo time and obsesim, kin the bayi kapara havak a chatas shemesu baila, which is referring to Gemara before. So explaining chatas why it's tamus, even though maybe it's oikal mafreya, because since the maisa, it came for a chait, that she didn't drink wine, therefore, as it gets enough of a shame chatas, that it's a chatas shemesu baila. But we never answer why is oila and shlomim, why is that stay oila and shlomim? You bring it oila and shlomim. So the mefarshim speak out that the reason is because when she sets aside oila and shlomim, that there she has in mind that even if it's not going to be used for the nazir, I want it to be an adava because those things are possible to be an adava. So therefore, when she's makdish those, this for oila, this for shlomim, she's gomar umakdish completely, legamri, even if it doesn't work out to be for a nazir, still she has a mind for oila and a shlomim. Now, oila mois stumim, if she had money that she just put aside for the kabanas, so the halacha is, after that farah, what do you do now? So the halacha is, that it goes for l'mizbeach, it goes for kitz l'mizbeach, it goes on a dava. All the money will go on a dava. And we'll see exactly why it goes on a dava, because if it's a chatas, how does it go for a dava? But that's the halacha. If it's tumim, you put on a dava. But mois b'farashim, if she already separated the money and said, this money is for chatas, this money is for shlomim, this money is for oila, so then the halacha is like this. The mei chatas, the money she set aside for chatas, yelchu yam melech, will go to yam melech, which means it has to be destroyed. Why? Because that's a chatas, and a chatas is mesa. And the lach is also le'nenim le'mayalim behem. There's no me'ila on that. Why is no me'ila? Because it's not called kachi Hashem, since you have to put it to Yam Melech. But also, even though there's no me'ila, min derabbana le'nenim, you can't have enough of it. What about me'ila? Me'ila, the oila, you bring oila, me'ila behem, there's me'ila on that, because this money now is set aside for oila, and there's me'ila by oila. The main shlamim, you view shlamim, the lach is that shlamim, there's no me'ila on shlamim. So the mei shlamim, there's an iser to me nana from it, but there's no iser of me'ila. the May Shlomim, you view Shlomim, you bring Shlomim, and the Chalom Yom Echad, you only need for one day, because again, we said before that even though it's not going to be a Shalmi Nazir, but it has the Chumras of Shalmi Nazir, Midrabanan, Chumras of Midrabanan, the Eintun Lechem does not need Lechem. So Ad Kana Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where Isha was a Nazir, she has to bring Kabanis, and then the husband was made for her Naziris. So the first part of the Mishnah is talking about where she actually set aside behemoths for the Kabanis, and the different halachas. And the second half of the Mishnah is talking about where she set aside money, and then the halachas are there, the difference between Stumim and Farasha. And now we're going to learn the Gemara, first part of the Gemara is going to handle what was the first line of the Mishnah that said that if it belonged to him, and he was the one supplying her with the Kabanis, the halacha is that if there's a hafara, it goes l'chulin. All the behemoths go l'chulin, and the Gemara is going to handle what was the case exactly that she was getting it, did she get it, not get it, what's the halacha? What's the pshat? Mantana, the baal mishtabud lo. Right now the Gemara is assuming that if there was a shibud, al tnai ksuba, to supply her with kabanas, so then even something that she does not need, lemaisa, will still be considered that it's a shibud to her, and then it will be chal a chatas on it. That's the Gemara assumes right now. So mantana, the baal mishtabud lo, amram chister abarni. It's the Rabbanu or Rabbi Yehuda. This Agadat Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that he is Meshuvah to take care of her Kabanas. This Agadat Rabbi Yehuda, I might hate Sevet Terebaida. Hamash Tavad Law. Lamaisi is Meshuvah to her. Where do we have this Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya. We learned in Ebrai. So Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Odom may be carbon Asher al Ishtai. That if a lady is Chayev a carbon, for example, a Yeledas, like the Tosis points out, it means a Yeledes or a Zava, something that's a Chiyiv, but not a Nadar of Nadava. She decides to say, you know what, I'm going to give 1,000 Kabanas for Nadava. He's not Mechuyiv for that, even for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if Isha is Chayiv, a carbon Chayiva, so the halach is the husband's Mechuyiv to bring the carbon for her, and if he is a wealthy person, he brings a carbon Asher, even though she has no money. So maybe we say that she brings a carbon Ani, which is a bird, or it could be Dali Dalim, even a Mincha, but no. She's considered a chayiv, a carbon asher, since the husband takes care of her. Odom mevi carbon asher al ishtoi. V'chein kol carbon asher, all her carbonis, like we seven tithes the chayiva, she chayavis. All the carbonis chayiva. Shekach kasev la, she writes, when she gets a get, and she writes a receipt for the ksuba, she writes in that receipt, kol achrayis de isleich alai min kadamas dana, the all potter, you're part of all the achrayis you have. So you see that he was mechuyiv in all the carbonis. And the Gemara is assuming right now that if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, that he is mechuyev in her kabanas, then when he supplies that behemoth to be mafresh for her naziris, and then afterwards the hafara, it's considered like it's her carbon, and therefore the halacha will be is a chatas tamas, because it's and the oil will be the kavayla of shlom tikkun shlom, because it's like it's her own kabanas, since the husband was meshubed for that carbon. That's what Gemara assumes right now, lefir of chista, and therefore chista says that our mishnah going to Rabbanu or Rabbi Yehuda. Rava says no. Rav Amar, Afilu Tam Rabbi Yehuda, even for Rabbi Yehuda, Kimis Shabbat Law, that he has a Shiva to supply her Kabanis, and Musla Tzrichala, if she needs it. But Musla Tzrichala Law, if it turns out she never needed those Kabanis, it turns out he was never Meshuvah to her, and therefore he never gave it to her for that reason. And therefore, Allah will be that it is Chulin. The Kabanis will be Chulin, because only Meshabbat things that she needs. That's the whole Tanai Bezdin. But if she doesn't need it, it turns out that she never needed it, therefore it'll be chulin gemurim, and it won't be like her own behemah. That's one version of the mantana. Ikad amri, the Gemara starts the opposite way. Ikad amri, the opposite. Mantana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says that if it's shaloi, if it came from him, it goes to chulin? Who is that? The Gemara starts the other way. It's for sure Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav Chista, Rav Yehudi. V'chim is Shabbat law, and when Fir Rabbi Yehuda is he mechuyev to supply her kabanas, v'milsa tzrichala when she needs them, v'milsa tzrichala if it turns out she does not need them, law he never gave it to her for that. Why has to be? Why does that be Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbanon who hold that the loy meshabbat law klal. So elahechidami. What was the case? The meshabbat law. What was the case? That how did she get the carbon? It says im shaloi. How did she get it? It must be kagoyin dakniel law. There must be that her husband gave her. She went over to him and says, you know what, I need a carbon for my Naziris. He said, no problem, here it is, Matana. V'kim and the Akila, Havad Rav Shah. And since he was Makne, it belongs to her. So right now, Gemara is saying, our mission is Dafka Rav Yehuda. Because fear of Yehuda, it's a Shibud, he only gave it to her for a carbon. Masha'enkin, if it came through a Matana, Rabbana had to come through a Matana, then he probably gave it to her Legamri. That's what Gemara assumes right now. So Rav Chissa says, our mission must be Rav Yehuda, because we're Rabbanon, the halacha will be, it will not be chulin. It will be like her own. It will be a chatas. Because her own carbon, we assume that becomes a chatas. So Gemara, no. Rav Amar, on top of Chavdal and Beis, Rav Amar, afilu tem rabbanon, even according to the rabbanon, ki maknilo, when the husband gives her this present, now milsa tzrichala, only something she needs. But milsa loy tzrichala, but something she does not need, loy maknilo, then he does not give it to her. He does not give it to her. Now, Tosis points out, Zok to Ptav Tosis, Perisharam, the loy mayrish noshna ata le kabonos nazirus, dim kain kayim lo nidra. He says, a shtickle like a balbat is a problem. If she came over to Zanir, a carbon, says, yeah, here you go, here's a carbon for Yunaziris, it's like saying, I agree to Yunaziris. Then it's a kiyim. Then it can't be made for. The case was that he told her, before that, a long time before that, anytime you need kabbanas, just take from my kabbanas. That was the case. And we're saying, Lamaisa, Rabbi is saying that even if you're Rabban, that's a matana, still he only gives it to her for usage, not for if he's not going to need it. And therefore, if in a case where there was afara, the halacha will be, it'll go lechulin.